This is a rebroadcast of The Brian Lehrer Show, so don't even think about calling in. So as this year, this decade is about to end, we talked to Andy Serwer last week about his Time Magazine cover story. That's Serwer, Sir with an R, Serwer, about his Time Magazine cover story and whether this really was the decade from hell, as they dubbed it. And we took a couple of listener suggestions for what we should call this decade that is ending. Remember these?
The Greedies. I think the Greedies will do nicely for the decade we are just wrapping up.
Instead of the 00s, that was called the uh-ohs.
Marie in Flatbush and Mike in Suffolk. And we'll take some more of your ideas on a kind of content and cultural trend level on our webpage at WNYC.org. Click on Brian Lehrer Show as we talk to New York Times reporter David Siegel, who broached the topic in the Week in Review section a couple of weeks ago. So your names for the decade, go to WNYC.org, click on Brian Lehrer Show, and post them there, or call up 212-433-WNYC, 433-9692. And we're not looking for the zeros, the aughts, the noughts, that kind of thing, but something that really describes this decade just gone by. David, you're on WNYC. David Siegel, thanks a lot for joining us. We really appreciate you coming on.
My pleasure.
And you started out with the name, The Era of Misplaced Anxiety.
Yeah.
Because we started out worrying about Y2K, and when the 9/11 attacks were being planned, we weren't thinking about that.
Yeah, exactly. It seemed like this decade got started with us worrying about the wrong thing, and then it got worse because we spent a lot of years searching for weapons of mass destruction in Iraq, and meanwhile we seem to be assembling weapons of financial destruction right here, literally in our homes, with our mortgages and with the sort of long daisy chain of financial instruments that led to collateralized debt obligations and all sorts of other exotic financial instruments that led to the worst economic collapse in generations. So it seemed to me that the decades are sort of bracketed by two very misplaced sources of anxiety.
And we spoke earlier this hour with Walter Isaacson, who gave you a suggestion, the decade of disruptions. What
yeah.
got disrupted, the same two things, or was he referring to something else?
I think Walter Isaacson was suggesting that we had begun this decade thinking that from the 90s that we had a sort of complacency that the kind of major war that we were engaged in, the Cold War, was over, and that our era of global struggles was behind us. And in fact, we learned early in the decade that was not true.
How do you think the decade looks elsewhere in the world? One of the suggestions you got was the era when the North went south, from an economist. What did that mean?
That came from an economist. She was basically saying that in the 90s, the South, and by the South she really meant underdeveloped economies, had these eras and a series of crises that kind of flattened the economies that she was referring to. Argentina, Brazil, the Asia crisis, Russia later on, and that at that time there was this sense that the North, more developed economies like the U.S. and the U.K., would never experience traumas like that. And what we found out, of course, with this the Great Recession, was that was not true, and that's what she means by the era that the North went south. But basically, our economies started to behave just like the South's during their own emerging market crises.
Meanwhile, China continues to grow at an astounding pace. Morning Edition had a good profile today of how Brazil's economy is growing and growing. So the decade looked very different depending on where you were, obviously. Eleanor in Manhattan has a name for the decade. Hi, Eleanor.
Hello. The Predator's Decade.
That's Predator. Good. Yes, the Predator's Decade, having nothing to do with anyone droning on and on, right? Wayno in Bayonne, you're on WNYC, and you have a name.
I think it should be called the Bushwhacked Decade.
Thank you, Wayno. John in Allendale, you're on WNYC.
Hi, I think it should be called the Emmys after the Roman numerals, and also the ubiquity of television, reality television, how permanent the cameras become.
The Emmys after the Roman numeral, as well as TV reality shows. Thank
you
very much.
That's a high concept. I like that.
What do you think the chances are, David, that anything we come up with today will still be in use in 20 years? Like, when did the Roaring Twenties get that name?
You know, we looked into that, and the Roaring Twenties started roaring about 3 years after they were over. So I think that, like, by 1933, you saw in places like the New York Times references to the 20s as a decade that roared. And then a few years later, it became the Roaring Twenties. So that name actually stuck kind of soon after it was over. And in fact, the Me Decade, which is what Tom Wolfe used to refer to the 70s, happened, that was published in the middle of the 70s, and that seems to have stuck. So there's kind of no telling. I do have in my story, in my essay, some cautionary words from a historian, Paul Kennedy, who said, you know, it might take decades to find out what exactly this decade will be remembered for. And that could be true, but we might tag it with a label much sooner than that.
From our comments page, Mark from Washington Heights says, call it the Zips. Someone writing in from Westchester as Ralph Cramden says the boomerang years, where the OO is two zeros, for all the things that have come back to hit us. Mike also uses the double zero as two O's and comes up with the boosh years. George from Bay Ridge says, this has been the worst decade of this century. Ha ha ha. Kelly from Richmond, the age of confusion. And Malcolm Gladwell might like Bobby G's suggestion, the tipping point decade, when the trajectory of America turned inexorably down. But that's maybe too pessimistic. Tony in Brooklyn, you're on WNYC. Hi.
How are you?
Good. What you got?
I've got a bad pun that's a double entendre that relates to all the malfeasance and bad decisions of the decade, which is called them the ought-nots.
The ought-nots. And somebody else suggested the naughties, which I think was originally applied to the 90s, but maybe comes around for the noughts as well. And that's a popular theme in your article as well, right? Playing around with noughts or oughts. You got a suggestion for the naughty oughts, which captures the idea of a bad decade and missed opportunities to do things we ought to have done.
Right. This is a science fiction writer, and when he says naught, he meant naught as in zero and ought as in zero. So when he says the naughty oughties, he meant that it was the decade of nothing. It was a decade of, and he meant by that there was a decade of no progress. That there were all these problems we really could have made some headway on, like the environment, for instance, energy, and nothing happened because we were so sidetracked by war and by this financial calamity.
And the last suggestion that you took in your article was from the former U.S. Poet Laureate, Billy Collins, who said, let's just call the decade Bob. What was that about?
Well, you know, I spoke to Billy Collins, and it turns out that he had written a poem on this subject called Nostalgia. And his poem is kind of about our relationship with the past and the weird ways in which we try to capture the past and try to label it. His point actually was that we won't know what to call this decade until we know what we miss about it. That takes a while. So there'll be something about this decade that we will miss. I mean,
so
right now,
in the meantime, just call it Bob.
Yeah, in the meantime, just call it Bob.
And we have to leave it there because we're out of time. But here's a challenge, listeners, and we'll come back to this in subsequent shows. If the first impulse is to call this decade by negative, derogatory names because of certain things that happened, what was positive about this decade? Post that to our website, WNYC.org. Click on Brian Lehrer Show. David Siegel wrote this in the Week in Review in the New York Times. David, happy new decade.
Happy new decade to you, too.
Brian Lehrer on WNYC. Happy new decade to you.